Welcome to the Finding North podcast. I'm Chris Morris. This week's episode is an occult story called A Definition of Truth. Please enjoy. My stomach is about to explode, and that's the truth. My sweat burns the diminishing skin of my brow like acid on paper, and that's the truth. My lungs are squeezed by an iron hand with a grip tighter than the baneful jaws of some abominable beast, and that's the truth. I'm dying, and that's the truth. Basic alchemy. It is never a good idea to mix two substances together when the outcome is unknown or unclear. It is even worse to mix two substances together that are known to provide a dangerous result. But times as they are, Lord forgive me, here I am on the hard cellar floor of Dr. Darcy's home, counting my final heartbeats and crawling through my own congealing blood towards the door where Amelia is hiding. The teacup I used to mix the Matris Donum quivers in my hand, and some of the liquid spills out of the crack that formed when the concoction merged. Faint, whispered mews escape from the door, and if I had the breath, the energy, or the courage, I would call out with half-sanguine assurances that everything would be fine. But it would not be the truth. The truth. Amelia asked me once what truth really meant. Truth is reality, my child. Authenticity. All that we know to be correct. Is truth important? Yes. But you weren't truthful to Dr. Darcy. No, I hadn't been. But how could I? And how could I explain that to my own dear, sweet little innocent child? That there are many in this world who would resent her, hate her for what she is, for what she has no control over. Lying was the best way to protect her. As I continue my slowing crawl towards her, I hear the ghostly remnants of bygone voices echo around my head. The voices of those who have plagued our kind with hatred and bile for countless years.
Freaks! Ungodly heretics! Burn in the hottest fires of hell!
And it would pain Amelia, break her heart into tiny little quivering pieces, to know that even Dr. Darcy would have spoke words so evil that they would burn his tongue if he discovered what she was. The good doctor was always a respected gentleman in town, and one of the strongest voices in favour of rounding up every single man, woman and child with an ounce of magical ability and putting an end to their sinful and unholy lives. All it took was one glimpse of that wild, shining sparkle that the magical folk had in their eyes, just like the last town I'd been chased out of. And if Amelia and I are caught now, they'll send us to our deaths in the most abysmal and ignoble manner. And that's the truth. Intermediate alchemy. The occulto palam is a simple enough mixture to produce, and its effect, while subtle, can temporarily suppress a person's magical features. For example, the eyes dim and look no different to those of an average human being. This effect can last around 12 hours. Using the occulto palam, we have blended in with the townsfolk and managed something like a normal life. But it was the other children at school who had noticed that there was something wrong with Amelia. Something unnatural, perhaps dangerous.
Did you see? She moved that apple without touching it. She knew the answer without even looking in the book. Freak! Witch!
On more than one occasion, Amelia came to me for comfort, to be told she wasn't a freak and that she wasn't dangerous.
Why can't we just tell them the truth, Mother? We're witches, but good witches.
Sometimes truth is dangerous, my love. Sometimes people don't understand the truth. And when they don't understand it, they fear it. So they make up their own truth. Often, many truths must remain unspoken. And that's the truth.
Mummy, are you okay?
Amelia's voice sneaks out from behind the door now, and I can summon enough energy only for a single word.
Come.
The door creaks open, and Amelia's white and wet face looks out from behind it. Her wide, glowing eyes observe me with panic and dismay.
You're bleeding, Mummy. What was that big bang?
It's all right. Here. My weakening hand stretches and places the teacup in front of Amelia. When she takes it, her cold fingertips briefly touch mine, and I can almost feel her agitated pulse reach out to me for comfort.
Drink it, Amelia.
My child, My good, loving, caring, obedient child does as she's asked. She tilts her head and drinks the entire cup in one swallow. As she does, I hear footsteps above us, and then angry voices.
Is that you down there, witch?
Go, Amelia, I demand as strongly as I can.
But what about...
Don't think about me. You won't see me now, but I'll be with you, in your heart. Now go. She forcefully wipes away her tears as though ashamed that they are there at all. Good. If nothing else, I have taught her strength. And then my child turns and runs back the way we came. Advanced alchemy. Although dangerous to mix, Matris Donum, a concoction of substances which, at the time of writing, have never before been combined, could have the potential, when the brew is settled, to remove the abilities of a so-called witch or warlock forever. This would effectively make the person revert to what is thought of as an ordinary human. Possible side effect: the drinker may experience severe memory loss. My eyes close. Above me, I hear Amelia's footsteps scuttle away. I convince myself she'll be fine. She's obedient. She'll do as I said. She'll cut her hair, change her name, find the next town. Her eyes will no longer glow, but she won't be hunted, and she'll be safe. She'll forget me, forget what she was. She'll have a chance at life. I'd have given anything, everything, for that. And that's the truth. Thank you for listening to the Finding North podcast. Please follow the podcast on your preferred platform and head over to chrisamorris.com for all the latest. Next week's episode is a comedy called Holiday of the Living Dead.